Chapter 3. Boarding School. I was now at boarding school, and I did not see Mother for a long time. But I loved reading her letters. I put them in a box under my bed. I put my beautiful painting in that box too. Sometimes I read Mother's letters for many hours. I looked at my picture too. One day I ran away from boarding school, but somebody found me. They took me back there again. "This is not a school, it's a prison," I thought. I ran away again, and a teacher took me to Mr. Mortimer, the headmaster. He was very angry with me. He looked at me, and his big eyebrows moved up and down a lot. They looked very funny. I wanted to laugh at him. "You can't frighten me," I thought. "Not after Grandfather."
"You wanted to run away," said the headmaster. "You need to learn a lesson. You must run for a very long time every day after lunch. You won't like that."
I was surprised because I liked running a lot. I loved feeling the rain and the wind, and I liked seeing the different birds by the river. After a month or two, I was very good at running, and the teachers wanted me for the school team. I did very well, and I won many races. Everybody was very happy. The headmaster's big eyebrows moved again, but now they moved because he was happy with me. Mr. Carter was my art teacher. Most teachers at the school were not kind to me, but Mr. Carter was always nice. I learned something important in my art class. I could draw. I could paint too, and I liked it. Then I often painted ships and lighthouses. Sometimes I painted Benjamin Postlethwaite's picture. The painting was safe in my box, but I did not need to see it because I remembered it very well. I knew everything in the painting, every bird, every colour, every part of the sea. Mr. Carter liked my ships and lighthouses, but he wanted me to paint different things too, fruit and flowers, and birds and trees. I liked Mr. Carter, and sometimes I painted these things for him, but I painted ships and lighthouses more often. I loved running and art, but I also loved reading. I read many books about islands and lighthouses and ships. I did not have lots of friends at boarding school, but the books were friends to me. At school, we could not read books late at night, but sometimes I read in bed with a small light. Every week, I did a lot of painting and running and reading. "Everything is getting better," I thought. Then I had some very, very good news in a letter from Mother.
I don't like living in this cold grey house, she wrote. I want to be with you. I have a job. I'm going to teach French at your school, and you can live with me near the school.
I was very happy, and I smiled all day. I lived with Mother in a little house in a village near the school for 2 years. I loved it there. We walked in the country for hours at weekends. We often talked about Benjamin Postlethwaite and his paintings. I ran in races and I won.
Go, Alan, go!
Mother shouted happily. Everyone loved her.